Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today we're going to share with you an interview we did with Gary from Rubber Chicken Radio. So Gary's been very supportive of us over our little podcasting journey. He simulcasts our podcast on his radio station. So we did a live call in and let him interview us, and he wanted us to share that with y'all for those of you that haven't heard his show.
And for our listeners who we recently boasted to about our purchase of a new Rodecaster Pro, you'll notice that the sound quality on this interview is a bit lower than you can normally expect from us. But for some strange reason, the Shepherd and I decided to record it on an iPhone like we're homeless.
Yeah, we made a mistake there, didn't we? But we hope you enjoy the interview, and thanks for listening. If we get two people to listen or 2 million, I think we'll both be happy.
I'm pretty sure when you first broached the topic, your opening line was, "I found a way for us to get free beer."
The Wolf?
We did actually write a list, and there were no companies we don't want free beer from, so don't feel excluded from this whatsoever.
And the Shepherd.
Honestly, cold beer and free beer is still good beer.
Yeah.
So
it's like that old age saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink cheap whiskey.
You will love it. You know we do.
Every Monday and Thursday at 1 p.m.
And there you go. That little spot right there is actually the people that we have on the line with us right now. Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah. We hear you, Gary.
Yeah, well, you're coming through quite well. Now, did you guys mind me using your first names, or did you want me to just stick with Wolf and Shepherd?
Oh, no, it's fine. We started off the podcast. We were going to hide our names, and then we had people that would come in for interviews and things and use our real names. So we've long since forgotten about that.
Yeah, plus we messed up about 2 minutes before the end of the pilot, so the secret's out the bag, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't want to step on any toes whatsoever, but, I try to catch, the promo that I run is off of your first podcast, part one, you know, and I got such a kick out of it because it reminds me a lot of me and a couple of my friends. And, I've been trying to catch every one of your, podcasts since then in order, and listening to you guys grow, and it just seems to get funnier and more entertaining as it goes. You guys are a great pair.
Yeah. The earlier ones were a bit of a disaster in some respects because we couldn't work out how to moderate the amount of alien ale we were drinking before recording. And so, you know, we just kind of said what came into our heads, and we literally maybe had 20 words of the script written down on a piece of paper, and then kind of evolved from there, so to speak.
Well, I don't know about scripts. Come on, you guys. A lot of it sounds so good, but I have to admit, now, to let everybody else know, Tristan, the Wolf, sent me an email. It's entitled Wisdom of the Wolf. And listening to reading this stuff, I was actually really enjoying it until I got down towards the end of it. And so we're going to jump right to this one, guys, because I have to.
Okay.
This is the injury I was talking about. It says, the destiny of our podcast was realized the day we worked out the acronym for the show was TWATS.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read that just as I'd taken a sip of hot coffee. And yeah, that was the injury. It hurts when hot coffee comes out your nose.
I'm glad it was a physical injury because I was worried that you were going to accuse us of wounding your inner child for a moment there.
So. Oh, no.
Or maybe you did spill it on your inner child. I don't know.
No, I couldn't blame you guys for anything to do with my mental state or immaturity. I have too. There's too many witnesses otherwise.
No, absolutely. We didn't really think that one through. We thought the Wolf and the Shepherd sounded better than the Shepherd and the Wolf, and maybe we should have done it the opposite way, but hey, we're embracing it, so it's no big deal to us.
We actually did discover it when I was putting together a file to put all of our photos and media in. And instead of writing out the wolf and the shepherd, I figured, oh, I'll just do an acronym. And then I typed it in like uppercase letters, and I looked at it and I was like, hold on a moment, that says twat.
Yeah, I never thought about it either, and, you know, until you wrote that down, and it was, oh my God, I started laughing. Like I said, it hurts when hot coffee comes out your nose, but it does clear your sinuses quite well.
kills COVID as well, apparently.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah. Not quite on that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm safe.
Yeah. Now, we did actually have some questions for you based upon the advert you posted on social media.
Okay.
Promoting our show. We've basically got 3 points, bones of contention about it. Because the photo you used was not representative of us. Because assuming it was of like you and your co-host or cohort or whatever. And we don't want people, first of all, to think that we both have luscious heads of hair. Because I don't have any hair. And if L'Oreal see that photo and offer us a sponsorship based upon that, you know, they're going to cut that contract immediately. So we didn't want people to think that was of the wolf and the shepherd. That's two other guys. The second point, you both look quite well-dressed in that photo, and that's also a misrepresentation because for some of the episodes, Max has actually worn a full adult-sized Kermit the Frog onesie. So we don't do the whole collared shirt thing. Lastly, whoever it is in the photo who's kind of roughly facing the camera, he looks kind of slender. And, you know, we eat like 3 times a day from the local gas station of mainly unmentionable Mexican spicy snacks. Yeah, and so neither of us are really in that condition that anybody accuses us of being slender. So again, we don't want, you know, somebody come on like Ricky Lake trying to resurrect a career by advertising some type of diet program or healthy living program and thinking, oh, these two guys look like they're, you know, they could promote this. We can't promote healthy living. So anyway, that was just our observations by looking at the photos.
Well, I will let you in on a secret. I have no clue who those people are. I hired a guy that is actually doing a lot of the promos and taking care of some of the, well, he does a lot of those photos and stuff like that for me because I just don't have time. So I hired him to do it, and he goes ahead and runs them by me, but those are pictures that he comes off with. So, you know, because I don't look anything like that either, you know. And,
yeah, I think we need to hire him as our publicist, too, to make us look better and just, you know, find some models and just we'll say, yeah, that's us. Please don't come to any of our public, you know, appearances or anything because you won't know us. And then we got to turn around and try to find those two guys to show up, and that's going to be difficult.
No. You just got to plan ahead. Do like I do, you know. I put on an old picture of me, you know, in fact, one of my albums, I've got an old picture of me back in 1995 when I was in Kentucky. And when somebody looks at that and then they see me now, I just tell them I had a rough weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
We do love your new logo, Gary. I'll tell you that. But we just had a question. Yeah. How do you pronounce the word chicken?
How do I pronounce what?
The word chicken.
Chicken.
All right, because we were a bit confused when we saw the new logo about how to pronounce the word, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, take a look at your logo.
Take a look at your logo. You've got an extra vowel for the Wheel of Fortune.
Well, you know, that is a good possibility. Let's see here. I will... I used to be educated, but then I sobered up.
I think you used the same spell check program we did.
Yeah.
Spell check?
I've only heard rumors. I hear there's a rumor there's a program that tells you how to, you know, type out words correctly and not misspell them.
You know, I think you're right. You know what the part? You know why that's there? Why we have the extra I?
It was on purpose, right?
Well,
now here's your time.
A chicken has two legs, right?
Well, he could have made that in the logo, really. He could have had that. So chicken legs coming through the spelling of the word chicken.
There you go.
Clever.
Yeah.
You're also excluding all the one-legged chickens out there. So that's kind of discriminatory.
Well, actually, when you think about it, chicken is I. There is no you in chicken. So it's all about I.
There you go. Mm. How much did you pay for that logo, by the way?
Actually, it's the same guy that did the other stuff, so I'm going to have a talk with him and get that eye taken out of there.
we're kind of embarrassed because, like, we go on this platform called Clubhouse, and it's largely full of a lot of people trying to sell you stuff. It's like walking into a car showroom where they don't have, you know, really any type of floor ordering who's supposed to approach the customers. And we're a bit embarrassed to admit how much we've paid for our logo, because I've heard people on there saying, you know, oh, we can do a professional looking logo for like $300 or, you know, $900. And we literally paid $5 for some random guy on the internet.
Well, believe it or not, the guy that I have doing all of this, I paid $50. Well, after the tip and everything, it came to $63 or $62. That included the logo and a week's worth of work.
So you should have opted for like the extra $5 for the spell check then.
Actually, I probably shouldn't have been drinking beer when he sent it to me. And the only reason that he did this and everything was because my old logo, I didn't have a high enough resolution for him, and he couldn't match it. He couldn't fix it. So he asked if it'd be all right if he did a different logo, and so that's what he did.
All kidding aside, the new logo looks great. I know you're going to get the word chicken fixed in there, but the new logo looks great. We liked it.
It's pretty sharp. I mean, it's memorable when you look at it.
Yeah, everybody has told me that they like this super chicken so much better than they did the old guy. But, you know, I don't know. The old guy, I think, looked friendlier. But
yeah, he doesn't. The new one doesn't look very rubbery, though, does he?
No. But he does look like you could eat it, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at the meat on the wings.
We actually had a question for you about your show. How many hours a day do you actually broadcast?
24.
Really?
Yeah, it's a 24/7, 365 radio show. I broadcast live 3 hours a day from 9 a.m. to noon, but only 4 days a week. So that's Sunday, right. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay. I was going to say, because our math's not that good, because we were trying to work out when you said that, where do you find the time to record the extra content?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, on my off day, on the days that I am not here doing the radio, then I am working 12-hour days from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it doesn't leave me a whole lot of time. So... But, yeah. So
now, do you have any questions for us? Because we get a bunch of emails on a weekly basis from people all around the world who ask us. I guess they're using some type of translation program, so we don't always understand some of the questions they're asking, but we do our best with it. Do you have any questions for us which, you know, you'd like to know, or your listeners might like to know, be curious about?
Yeah, what made you guys decide you actually wanted to do a podcast? Was it just...
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, we'd been talking about it for a while. We do a thing in Texas called Driveway Beers. And so we alternate between different people's driveways, and we bring beer over, and we sit outside, and we talk about stuff. And so Tristan and I... You know, we're in that beer or driveway beer rotation, and a lot of our little circle of friends would just sit there and listen to him and I talk about different subjects. And one day, one of our friends actually was just sitting there, hadn't said a word for like an hour. And I finally turned to him and I said, you know, hey, dude, what are you doing? You haven't said anything. He's like, man, I'm just sitting here listening to y'all going back and forth on stuff. And it's really interesting. And, you know, there's nothing I can really do to interject, so to speak. I'm just listening. So then our friend COVID arrives. And so I told Tristan, I'm like, hey, let's start a podcast. And Tristan's immediate answer was, nope, don't want to do that. And so we put that to bed for probably another 6 months or so. And then I basically forced him into doing it, saying, no, we got to do this. And it took a little bit of convincing. And so we decided one night, we'd set the cell phone there on the kitchen table and we were drinking beers. And I said, let's just talk about a subject and record it and then listen back to it. And I think we did that 3 or 4 times before I finally convinced him, hey, you know, we got something here. Let's go ahead and do the whole podcast thing. So I drug out some microphones and a mixing board and plugged everything into a computer. I think we recorded about 4 episodes. And then, you know, we didn't really like them. We've got them stored on the hard drive, but we really didn't like them. And then finally, we kind of found the groove. And it's the rest, as they say, is history. We just recorded episode 67. That was with an interview with a guy running for governor of Virginia. That's going to debut on Monday. And there you go. I mean, that's what made us want to go ahead and do this.
Yeah, it seems like COVID has actually pushed a lot of people into doing this kind of stuff. I mean, that's one reason why I started the station was, you know, it gave me something to do because I can't go out and, you know, party with my friends anymore, you know. And, you know, and karaoke is out now and this kind of stuff. And I've also met some other songwriters. And so they'll go ahead, you know, and send me songs. And, you know, so, yeah, you know. But, so how long have you guys known each other anyway? You guys childhood friends or what?
Probably about, I don't know, 6 years maybe?
Yeah,
six or seven years.
Yeah, you guys sound like been raised together.
Of course, we're not childhood friends because if you haven't noticed, Gary, we do talk a little bit differently. So, yeah.
I got my accent from watching Downton Abbey, actually, but... Mm.
So, yeah, I kind of figured it was from watching Harry Potter, but okay.
No, I've actually not watched any of those movies in their entirety, and yet it's like everybody who tries to fake an English accent because they think it's cute for the 4,000th time after they've, you know, seen me, always goes, Harry Potter? I'm like, yeah, it's not, the ability to be able to speak English is not saying 2 words or somebody's name in an English accent. Yeah. But, you know, they think it's funny. That's the important thing.
Well, and not only that, Gary, but it took me, like Tristan said, we've known each other 6 or 7 years. It took me 5 years to be able to finally understand what he was saying.
Yeah, we might have started the podcast a few years earlier if he had.
Well, yeah, I can understand that because, well, you know, Max, you're in Texas or from Texas, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yeah, and my relatives and myself are all from Oklahoma, so that's just a little bit further north. And in case you hadn't noticed, there's a lot of slang, very little English in those 2 states. So you meet somebody that speaks English, and it throws us.
Yeah, we always call Oklahoma the Canada of Texas.
I don't know, because most of them can't float a boat.
That's true. So, Gary, Gary's actually quite a popular English name, or at least used to be. And whoever was called Gary automatically got the nickname Gazza from, like, about 3 months old. Have you had anybody refer to you as Gazza?
No, I have not.
Really? Because you cannot be called Gary in England and not have the nickname Gazza. Nobody refers to you as Gary. It's just basically a waste of time having that on your birth certificate.
Yeah, I've never been called Gazza. I would be thinking, you know, Gaza Strip, you know, which I've never been. So, but no, my father named me after 2 people, and one of them was Gary Cooper. And that was one of his favorite actors. And I think he was hoping I would actually make the kind of money that man did, too. But it didn't work.
Now, that wasn't the guy that robbed the airplane and, you know, hijacked it and made off with all the money, right?
Oh, no, no, no. No,
I thought his name was Gary Cooper.
Well, it might have been, but the Gary Cooper I'm talking about did movies, you know, a lot of good westerns. He also played Lou Garrett, you know.
Hold on a moment. No, hold up. No, it's D.B. Cooper. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. D.B.
Same last name.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to my world.
Well, it's easier now, because since then, everybody who's tried that sort of thing has been called Abdul or something. I don't know.
Yeah. What in the heck does Gaza mean, anyway, or Gaza?
Does the what now?
Why would somebody call Gary Gaza in England?
Gaza, because it's, I don't know, there's this thing in England that it doesn't matter what name you're given, somebody bastardizes it, right? Because, like, you take the name Elizabeth, and it's changed into Liz and Beth and all this other stuff, and that's a very English thing. And I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's like people don't want to be that personal to call you, because in England it's still known as a Christian name rather than a first name. And it's almost like they just want to call you something else, give you a nickname, an affectionate name. And yeah, it's
yeah, but the name Elizabeth, I mean, if it goes by Liz or Beth, I can't imagine the Queen being Queen Beth or Queen
Lizzie.
Liz.
They call her Lizzie.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, the royal family call her Lizzie.
Mm.
Not Meghan Markle, she calls her that bitch. But, yeah.
Well, everybody's got to have a term of endearment, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we were hoping, because, you know, some of your listeners might be thinking about getting into doing podcasts, that you might want to yoke our knowledge and ask us about the secret of our success.
Well, there you go. I've noticed that you both have a very good sense of humor, and through the podcast, I've also noticed that you guys are just minor fans of the Star Wars trilogy. Or series, I should say now. Just minor fans. So
yeah, we have heard of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Not the last trilogy, because that almost sent one of us into the rehab facility. Not a great experience. You wait that long for like a movie to come out, and
yeah. Yeah, you know, I watched the first three, and I loved them, you know, which I guess was actually the last, the middle three. So
yeah.
It was, what, 4, 5, and 6? And then watched part one, and, you know, it would have been really good, I would have enjoyed it a lot more, I think, if it hadn't have been for Jar Jar Binks. He was so irritating.
But I mean, actually, compared to some of the stuff in, you know, the last trilogy, he's actually been given a little bit of forgiveness, a little bit of a free pass, because he's nowhere near as bad as some of the stuff in this last trilogy. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, well, I hate to confess this to you, but once Disney took it over, I quit watching. You know, I mean, I watched the one where Luke and Princess Leia actually came back, you know, and they were, you know, old, this kind of stuff. That first one, and that was where I left it. I decided I didn't want to go any further. So.
Yeah. Now, did you not see Rogue One? Because that's possibly the best Star Wars movie of all time.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my word, you need to go and watch that one, because that one is actually true to the originals, and it's pretty gritty. It's like saving Private Ryan in space, except they don't save Private Ryan. Everybody dies in the end, not to ruin it for you.
No,
spoiler alert, everybody dies in the end.
Well, there you go. That's a good ending. I mean, look at the Alamo, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, of course, a touchy subject here in Texas.
Yeah.
We all remember the Alamo, even though none of us were there.
Yeah.
Well, but you guys still have the Alamo there, so,
We do, and part of being a Texan and going to San Antonio is you pretty much at least have to drive by the Alamo. Used to, you could drive by. Now you can't even drive by it anymore. Yeah. They've got the street blocked off and everything, but, that's that's a Texan pilgrimage. You know, whenever you go to San Antonio, you got to stop by the Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
The Texas Mecca. Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I think of the Alamo, I think of John Wayne. So.
All right.
Yeah. So you guys have been doing this for a good while now. Got to get back to this list. You know, the way you guys have come up with it. Somebody is very eloquent, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks.
But I like this one. You know, we try to disprove sayings like "there's no shortcut to success." Trust us, we'll find it.
Yep. If there was one, we would have found it by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was laughing so hard reading through some of these. I am going to be posting them on the Facebook page, and I'll probably put them on our website too, just because they are that good. You know. So. Anyhow, what's your next show? Let me rephrase that. Where do you think you're going to be going for the next few episodes? What are you going to be covering then?
I think we're going to try and make up for some of the seriousness of the last few episodes. Because, you know, we've interviewed a few politicians recently before the Republican candidate for governor of Virginia. We actually interviewed the Libertarian candidate for Texas, which is a very interesting episode. And then about a week before that, we interviewed our local mayor. So I think we need to get back to, just in case any of our listeners are kind of worried that, you know, we're going to go all serious, we've got to get back into some of the jovial topics we normally talk about.
Now, we were not expecting to have as much outreach to our podcast from people wanting to be interviewed by us. Most of our interviews that we started out with were trying to fill some time. The Wolf took a couple of vacations, and I didn't want to do anything just by myself, so I brought some people in to interview. And so we added that interview aspect to the podcast, and now we do, you know, joint interviews with people. And so now we're getting some outreach from folks that want a little bit of media time. The beautiful thing about podcasts or you with the internet radio is that people have a platform finally that they can get everything out that they want to say. It's not just some 3-minute soundbite on some news program that's contrived. And so with the listenership that we've gained and the ability to tell somebody, hey, you can talk as long as you want and we'll keep asking you questions as long as you're willing to go ahead and talk. And we have no set time. I mean, I'm sure as you rebroadcast our podcast episodes, you've seen that, you know, we'll have one that's 30 minutes and then we'll have one that's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's kind of difficult, obviously, for, you know, distribution, like through you, because you're probably looking at it like, okay, well, the next one up, how long is this? Because it's unpredictable. And we kind of like that. We only talk about a topic as long as we feel like it's worth talking about. And once we're done, we're done. But there are some topics that you do have to talk a little bit longer about, and some topics that are short topics.
Yeah, you know, and you guys actually do it in a way that it keeps a person's attention through the whole thing, you know. I mean, I've actually listened to your longer podcasts, and, you know, I actually didn't realize how long it actually was when I was listening to it. Now, when I was, putting it on, yeah, I got to look at the amount of time, and then I figure out what's going on either end of it because I want to make it in an even minute block, you know, and so I have to do all that, but it doesn't really click. But when I'm listening to it, I'm not looking, you know, at it, you know, I'm actually just listening to it like everybody else would, and you know, so I don't even realize that, you know, when it's an hour and a half long, that it's that actually that long. And sometimes I'm actually disappointed that you guys stopped. So I think that's one of the great things about your show, is that, you know, you're not going, oh, when is this going to be over? You know, you're going, oh, man, it's done already, you know?
Yeah, we actually had two great compliments last week. Somebody posted a review on iTunes that said, you know, our podcast makes it worth being stuck in traffic, and that was from somebody in LA. And we also got an email from somebody who says, your podcast makes me forget about my failed marriage. So that was also a plus on our side, not maybe so much on his, because, you know, he should probably seek some counseling. But, you know, we just took the compliment and ran with it.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, it's not your fault that the marriage failed unless, you know, well unless you know her.
I don't know at what stage it failed, to be honest with you. So let's not rush to conclusions too quickly.
You weren't supposed to repeat that one. I might have been the reason for that marriage.
Might have happened after episode 5. I don't know.
Now, do you guys actually sit down, and, you know, without the microphones ahead of time and plan what your subjects are going to be for the next show, or how do you do that?
Not really. I mean, any given time, one of us might come up with a topic, and probably at least half of the time, one of us forgets to write it down, so we completely forget about it. And then we'll remember a little bit of a time later, and somehow our subconscious has been working on this topic. And, you know, I'll go ahead and do, I guess you could call it research into some of the topics where we need to at least provide some type of educational insight. But no, I mean, we kind of equally share the responsibility of what we talk about. And we've had very, very few, I think maybe only 2 topics maximum in just over 6 months where we've sat down and decided, you know what, we really can't make a podcast out of this because it doesn't really have any legs to run with. But we kind of pride ourselves on going with topics which a lot of people won't talk about because it's just too ridiculous.
Yeah, our worst one that we ever did, we decided we were going to do the topic. We did a little bit of research. We sat down. We hit the record button. We were, 25, 30 minutes in, and we just kind of looked at each other. We hit the stop button, and we said, you know what? This topic is impossible to do a podcast on, and the topic was clowns.
We actually tried recording it twice, and both times it was failures. And, you know, for a podcast, which I think is now the number one podcast in the world about midgets, for us to fail on the whole clowns level was quite a surprise, but we just couldn't, regardless of what we found on the internet, really, you know, find much to run with it, you know, outside of circuses and the use of clowns in horror movies, which, you know, you can't really expound upon too much. But yeah, that was one of the topics we were actually surprised that we couldn't, you know, really make that hilarious or, you know, listenable.
I'm surprised too, because, you know, I mean, the problem with clowns is that you got so many different aspects of a clown. You got like the horror movie clowns, you know, I mean, Stephen King really gave them a bad word. There was the clowns that were running around, the scary clowns is what they were being billed as, that were just out, you know, people were finding.
A few years ago, I remember.
And then, you know, you got all the old clowns, you know, I mean, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, they used to actually have the Clown College. And when I was a kid, I wanted to go there. That's where I wanted to get my education. And, you had Red Skelton and Jerry Lewis that both had their clowns, you know, and there was just so much of it. Back in the 60s and 70s, you had the Indus Clown. You know, the sad clowns, then you had the happy clowns, you had the silly clowns, you had the kids clowns. So there were so many clowns to choose from.
I think our biggest problem with the clown podcast was we tend to get distracted. We get a very narrow topic, and then we turn around and we talk about so much more than that narrow topic. And like you say, with so much with clowns, we just kept getting distracted and going through so many different rabbit holes that we both kind of looked at each other, and we were so lost as to what we were actually talking about. We just said, we can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I can understand that. I have a hard time with that too. You know, I mean, it's like I tell my wife and my daughter, you know, I have a very narrow vision, you know, and yet I've got really good peripheral vision. So I'm going along and everything, and then we'll be talking. Everything will be going serious and the way they want it. And then all of a sudden something will catch my thoughts, and it's like I'm walking by and, you know, getting ready to cook dinner, and I look, oh, shiny, you know, and just forget what I was doing. So,
yeah, we have that issue. It doesn't matter whether a topic, you look at it like myopically or in a panoramic view, we still get distracted on things. And on that note, when you were mentioning a couple of years ago, all these clowns which were appearing on roadsides and people were taking photos of them and saying, you know, this is like really freaky. One of my favorite memes from that time was, I think Instagram had started putting out all these filters for, you know, people to look like cats and dogs or same thing like Snapchat and all that stuff. But that's when girls also started going heavy with the slug eyebrow look. And there's this meme I read, and it says, some of you bitches need to lay off this makeup until we get this clown situation under control.
Yeah, that well, I just kind of wish that the women would actually be dressing like... In fact, I had I was talking to a group of females the other day. In fact, it was
what's the technical term for a group of females? Is there like a special name?
I call it a pod.
A pod of females.
Yeah.
Like whales.
Well, but a group of Karens is also known as the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I did also enjoy that one, too. I had never heard the term Karen. You know, I mean, I've known some Karens that actually fit the bill, some real ones, but I didn't know that was actually a term until I heard you podcast about it. Goes to show how current I am.
Right. Yeah, we're very reactionary in terms of if we can kind of pick up that something's gaining some popularity, we kind of think, oh, it's something we can exploit. So, yeah, we see it in the news and think, oh, people are probably searching for this. You know, that's sometimes a good idea for a podcast. We kind of jump on the bandwagon and be like, all right, maybe we'll get some extra listens because people think we're the definitive, information source for this. And then they listen to it and realize we're not, but that still registers as a listen. So, you know.
Yeah, well, that's to sucker them in, you know, draw them in. It's like a lure, you know, go fishing.
Yeah, and of course, sometimes we jump the gun a little bit. We did our episode about cancel culture just before cancel culture really hit mainstream, and all of a sudden it was every day something was getting canceled. And I said, yeah, we did that one too early, but nothing we can do about it now. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, and good news, the one we did on time travel is exactly at the right time, regardless of when anybody listens to it.
Yeah. There's a point of view for you. were you guys ever thinking about... like, I was talking to another guy that does a podcast, and he started using cameras, and there's another guy over here that's planning on using cameras. Were you ever going to start trying to use cameras, or are you just going to stay audio?
So some of our interviews that we've done remote, we've done via Zoom, and we'll put the video actually up on YouTube. All of our podcasts and everything, they're available on YouTube also. So I'll take the video from that Zoom interview and then put that up on YouTube. We designed our studio initially to where we were going to set up a camera and actually video record us doing the podcast. And then we got distracted and forgot to get a camera. And so we basically just still have the studio set up, ready to set up cameras, and we just still haven't done it yet. But we're a little technology deficient as far as the video portion of that. So we're still trying to figure out a way. I mean, we would like to, as a goal, to, yeah, have a true video portion. We just don't know when that's going to be. We hope sooner than later, once we can figure out how to find that camera on Amazon. It's been kind of tough to find the right one because there's so many cameras on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I actually have the idea of us wearing GoPros on our foreheads, you know, like those people riding mountain bikes and they go on these like extreme rides. The best way we could actually do it, if Max and I actually had those GoPro cameras on our heads and we made the guests wear them as well, and we kind of went from there with it, because, you know, it might bring a whole new, I don't know, a whole new angle, I think, into live podcasting. Now, obviously, it's going to bring in a little bit of nausea because of the shakiness. But
yeah, I figured it'd be a good out.
Yeah, and we have had some problems as we've recorded our podcast. I've spilled beer all over our table, and Tristan spilled beer all over our table. So then you'd have that, you know, 2 minute kind of interim where we're trying to clean the beer up off the table and dry off the one little scratch piece of paper where we have the notes. So that might be an awkward situation.
And we haven't done that well with Zoom either, to be honest. I mean, we had a guy on who was the director and the producer of the Christian show, The Chosen, and we interviewed him over Zoom and we used the video, and I don't know why I wasn't thinking of it at the time, but it looks like I've actually got the camera somewhere down towards my crutch area, which, you know, wasn't the most uplifting, you know, respectful podcast when talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. But yeah, we've just not done a great job of it.
Well, that was just showing that you were humbling yourself, you know, head down, praying.
I just don't think for the most part, you know, unless we get somebody really famous on like a household name before us having to explain who they are, that people are really too bothered looking at us.
I've had two people on a video here, you know. In fact, I thought seriously about asking you guys if you wanted to do that here, but decided not to. But you know, I tried Zoom and it has a tendency of getting fuzzy. You know, the audio on it gets a little bit fuzzy and it turns out to jitter sometimes. And I ended up using just the, what is that, Facebook Messenger, and that actually worked fairly well, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, hello.
Look how professional we are that we didn't turn our other phone off here and got a phone call.
That's because my son keeps putting the volume on.
No, we actually did a Zoom call with one of the biggest members of the Mongols Motorcycle Club. His name's Scott Jr. Erickson, and it's actually one of our most popular podcasts on YouTube right now. And we had a video version of that, but Tristan was having phone problems on Zoom, and he kept walking around in the other room trying to find a plug that he could plug his phone into. And so it was kind of distracting. Plus, I had the wrong setting, and it wasn't just showing the speaker. It was showing all of us. So when the guest was talking, he was walking around, and I was picking my nose, and it looked really unprofessional. And so we had to scratch that video.
I don't know why we did use it, to be honest, because that's pretty much the level of professionalism our listeners have come to expect for us. We were just trying to abide by our guest. If that had just been us doing a Zoom call, we would have left the video in.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole point, though. I mean, it's not like you're supposed to be actually professional. You know, people don't want to listen to a professional most of the time. You know, they get enough of that with, you know, the news and this kind of stuff. So,
no, you're absolutely right, Gary. And I think that's why podcasting and internet radio is making such a jolt into the media system right now. People are sick and tired of the polishedness, the scripted stuff. People want to hear and participate in something that's a little out of the ordinary, and they'd rather be raw and real. And that's what we do.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it ought to be, in my opinion, anyway. Like I said, I get enough professionalism from the news and, you know, this kind of stuff. And it's not like I actually believe them more than I would you, you know. So, it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I mean, you're one of us, you know. So that actually, to me, lends you guys more credence than it would if you were a professional.
Yeah, I think you know, a lot of our audience are these white middle-class males who are tired of being preached to that you can do better, you can excel. Some of them are just comfortable, and it's like I said in the words of wisdom, you know, I sent to you earlier, it's just, we're happy being in the comfort zone. I mean, yeah, there's going to be times we occasionally complain about the food in the comfort zone, but, yeah, you know, we're happy being in the comfort zone, you know? It's just, and I think a lot of people are, and they get tired of all this constant bombardment of, you know, you can make a better you by, you know, going to the gym, or, you know, you can strive for greatness, and if you just save an extra $1.64 a week, you know, when you retire at the age of 92, because don't be a lazy bastard and retire early at 65, you know, you can have an extra $300,000 to leave your own, to your ungrateful children. I mean, I think people get tired of that, and they just want to go back to where it was and how our podcast originated, just people and friends just standing in the driveway, drinking a beer and just bitching about stuff they really don't understand.
There you go. That's the clue right there. You know, just be real, you know, be yourselves. You got it. You know, I mean, you guys are great. You know, I have yet to hear any negative about your show at all. I have had people and everything, you know, ask me, you know, if you guys actually had someplace on the internet that they could, you know, like just listen to you over, you know, continue. There's a word there, and I lost it. You can tell my blonde is showing, so I don't need a camera.
And, yeah. no, I hear you. Of course, you know, we appreciate the fact that you simulcast our podcast and everything, and if anybody wants to reach out to us, they can find us on thewolfandtheshepherd.com, and we do have an email address on there that we do check from time to time when I remember to check it. It's not our, you know, everyday email address, but I do check it from time to time, and Tristan actually goes in and I think checks it more than I do. So we can always be found there. We do have a Facebook page, you know, the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. You can find us on Clubhouse under our real names if you're on Clubhouse. And we pop into podcast rooms from time to time and talk to folks on that. And we do have a Twitter account that when I do remember to post that, hey, we have a new episode, then you'll find that on Twitter. And I do from time to time respond to some of the direct messages we get through Twitter and Instagram and all that. I mean, there's so much social media now. It's hard to even remember how many social media accounts we have. So yeah. We try to keep them straight.
Yeah. I try, you know, I thought about going through and doing all the, all of them. And it was like, you know, I got a Twitter account, an Instagram account, and I've never been to the Instagram account. I've seen the Twitter account twice. Other than that, I've been doing more on the Facebook, and you know. But the guy that did my logo and that, you know, does those pictures and everything, he's the one that signed me up for the Twitter and Instagram. You know, I don't know anything about it, so you know.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, to me there is so much of it, and it's, you know, I just don't have the time to deal with it. And but Facebook, yeah. You know, I mean, it's there to where I can actually get the notifications that I'm getting it, and I don't have to keep signing in to do different stuff to get to it. And I'm just too old, I guess.
Yeah, we thought about exploiting TikTok because its main audience is made up of kids who a couple of years ago were eating Tide Pods. But, you know, it's just kind of hard when you've got two, I guess, what now might be considered middle-aged men, you know, trying to connect with the average user base of TikTok. But we realize that, you know, it has millions and millions of users, and some of the people on there literally have no talent, but, you know, might have a couple of million followers. But, you know, we don't just want to go that route of trying to be possibly relative to people who aren't our audience. So I think if people are going to listen to a podcast, if they don't have 20 minutes or 30 minutes to listen, they're not really going to get much value. I mean, I know we offer some amusing sound bites every now and then, but we'd rather try and connect with people who can kind of get where we're coming from, share some of our opinions on things, disagree with others. And so, you know, we've stuck to some of the more traditional social media platforms, you know, to try and build a fan base that will keep, and, you know, the thing won't be a fad that all of a sudden, you know, we go out of vogue and, you know, we lose 20,000 listeners just because, you know, they've moved on to something else. We do want to form, you know, a non-inappropriate relationship, you know, with the people who listen to our show.
Well, I think that you've actually been doing quite well. I can't imagine somebody saying, okay, well, you know, I don't want to listen to them anymore, because it's not the same thing over and over again. You know, I mean, you guys always choose a different topic. Sometimes you might revisit a topic briefly, but then, you know, you move on and go back to the other topic. But you make those topics interesting, you know, and you guys have a real chemistry that actually keeps you going. So, no, I think you guys got a winner here.
We appreciate that, Gary, and we appreciate your support as well.
Well, you definitely got that.
Get rid of that photo.
Yeah,
get rid of that photo. Yeah. If Head and Shoulders get in touch saying the Wharf uses this to get rid of dandruff, then there's going to be hell to pay once I actually send them a, you know, photo of myself.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you know, I could try and get those pictures and just use whiteout, but, you know, I have a hard time getting that off my screen, so.
Well, we can actually send you drawings of ourselves. I don't know, did I send you the promotional video we did yesterday?
No, you did not.
Oh, my goodness. You need to go on YouTube. It's on our YouTube channel, and we actually did, for a friend, a promotional video. I took a long time to do the drawings, and, you know, I think it's up there with, like, maybe the last 15 years worth of Super Bowl ads in terms of quality and, you know, iconic rememberability. That's not a word, is it? But, you know, it's good. You should go check it out.
Yeah,
and definitely. Plus, it's only about 30 seconds. It's only about 30 seconds long as well.
Now, what's it called?
Something about We Do Ads, Pay Us Money, I think. I think that's what is.
Yeah, it's on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's on our, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to look for that.
Cool, yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So,
Gary, we're going to have to shoot soon because we're going to record a podcast before I go and pick up my son. But it's been a pleasure, man, and we will check in with you in a month or so, and
yeah, please do.
You know, update you on things, and you know. Say again.
I said, yeah, please do. This was
okay.
It's been fun, and I'll try and be a little bit more prepared next time around.
That's all right. We were prepared.
Yeah, I actually forgot we were supposed to do this until Tristan showed up and said, "Hey, remember we're going to call in to Gary today?" I said, "I don't remember that." And he said, "I told you yesterday." I'm like, "Yeah, but
Gary,
that was a long time."
Gasser, we're gonna call Gasser.
Yeah, that's your new name,
Gasser. Yeah, okay, I'm used to being called Little G, Scary Gary,
from the rubber chicken.
But Gaza, I can take that. You know,
I love it.
Okay, well, thank you guys for Gary. Calling in. You take care, and I will definitely be listening.
I'm. Thanks, Gary.
You bet. Bye bye. Well, there you have it. There was Max and Tristan from the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. I enjoy talking to these guys. You guys will enjoy listening to them, too.
Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. We hope you enjoyed our interview with Gary and Rubber Chicken Radio. Please visit them at rubberchickenradio.com. He's got a great show, and give him a listen as well. And we will catch you on the next one.